Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. Imam Ali alayhi salam treated all human beings to be equal in the matter of rights and responsibilities, and he did not fix any limit in this behalf of equality among all human beings. And if he did fix any such limits, it was fixed keeping in mind the interests of the public in general, the people. And when we study the character of Imam Ali, we clearly see that he did not violate this freedom, the freedom of the people, the freedom of the public, the freedom in any of his laws, orders, rules, or regulations. And he always kept the public welfare in his view, in all his actions. He dealt equal treatment to both his friends and his foes.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام الراضي بفعل قوم كالداخل فيه معهم وعلى كل داخل في باطل إثمان إثم العمل به وإثم الرضا به.
أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام said, "He who agrees with the action of a group of persons is as though he joins them in that action. And everyone who joins in wrong commits two sins, one sin for committing the wrong and the other for agreeing with it."
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is To My Brother, and we're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So what an honor it is to be here speaking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, this persona which has been able to transcend time and place. And of course, this is because this universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is deeply connected and intimately connected to the Almighty Allah, who is timeless and infinite in all of its different aspects. So we are talking about the persona of His Eminence Imam Ali. You know, we find that in many places Imam Ali alayhi salam has very proudly in a very positive and virtuous manner talked about how he has never lied. And it's interesting because the downfall of speaking is to tell lies, of course, according to the narrations and the traditions of not only Imam Ali alayhi salam, but all of the infallible and immaculate Imams alayhim salam, peace and blessings upon them all. So, you know, of course, this seems like something that is very self-explanatory. It seems like it's something that everybody knows, and of course, everybody abides by this golden principle of not lying. But, you know, when we really get down to the nitty-gritty and we, you know, get down where the rubber meets the road, we find that there's a lot of instances where we might be telling small lies, or we might be trying to hide the truth for ulterior motives. Or we do stuff like, you know, what they call them, white lies. And we find that, you know, in one way or the other, we are engaging in some form of lying. You know, if we are followers of Imam Ali alayhi salam, if we are followers, you know, of the infallible and immaculate Imams alayhi salam, and, you know, if we're the followers of the Messenger of Allah and the pure Muhammadan Islam, of course, you know, we have to be very careful with what we say, when we say, how we say. We have to be very careful to make sure that we're telling the truth. Now, telling the truth, you know, does not mean being mean or harsh or cruel or arrogant or haughty or, you know, rude, I guess. You know, telling the truth and not telling lies, this is something that we need to sit down and reflect. Sometimes even telling a child, yes, I will buy this for you, when you know that you will never buy something, that specific thing for them ever. Sure, we kind of, you know, don't think twice about something like that, but that, you know, I mean, in reality, fundamentally, that is lying. When an individual knows that, you know, they will surely not fulfill a certain promise by any means, and they still say, okay, yes, you know, I'll try my best. But they're saying, I'll try my best, just to be able to, you know, kind of put off on that other thing. This in itself, this is fundamentally, essentially lying. I mean, we can kind of very put it in a manner where we're not lying. And the worst thing is when we say, inshallah, Allah willing, before we agree to do something that we know we will never do. Very thought-provoking lesson indeed, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib this means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma fastajib du'ayi واقبل ثنائي واجمع بيني وبين أوليائي بحق محمد
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer.
acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan, and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my Master, and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the folly, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
One of the greatest scholars of our time was Shaheed Murtaza Mutahiri. He actually has a book known as Sayri Dar Nahyu Balagha in Farsi, where he has selected different themes, and then he had studied Nahyu Balagha based on the themes that he has selected. The style used by Shaheed Murtaza Mutahiri was such that it can be used by scholars as well as by the general audience. And so it is something I would recommend, you know, as a commitment you can make with Amir al-Mu'mineen, that at least I will think about studying the Nahj Balagha. If the entire book looks very bulky and heavy, maybe go through this book, where you have different themes, select the one which is of your interest, and then get closer to the ideas and the values of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wassalam. Recently, another scholar from the West, Dr. Raza Shah Kazemi, came up with a book entitled as Justice and Remembrance, where he talks about two themes from Amir al-Mu'mineen, focusing on Nahj al-Balagha, on the issue of justice and the issue of remembrance, means zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the issue of, you know, righteousness. Of course, this is more a serious work. So those who are interested in serious reading, that book also would be a good source to study about the perspective of Amir al-Mu'mineen on these three themes, the issue of adl and justice, and the issue of taqwa and righteousness and zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us go to Ali. The second khutbah in Ahl al-Balagha. It's a long khutbah, but there is one part towards the end where Ali talks about the status of Ahlul Bayt. And of course, he is the head of Ahlul Bayt. They are the Ahlul Bayt of Rasul. And the way he talks about it is very important, because unfortunately, we hear time and again that, oh, Shias are ghali, they exaggerate the position of Ali and Ali Ali. Well, this is not a marja, this is not an alim, this is not a khatib, this is Ali himself. You know, the way he talks about Ahlul Bayt, let me briefly, you know, present that here. He begins by saying, "Hum mawdu'u sirrihi wa laj'u amrihi wa 'aybatu 'ilmihi wa mu'lilu hukmihi wa kuhufi kutubihi wa jibalu dinihi." He says, Ahlul Bayt, the Ali Muhammad, they are the trustees of the secrets of Rasulullah. You know, the word secretary technically means the assistant who keeps your, you know, confidential documents. And so here, Ali is saying as far as the confidential documents and issues of Rasulullah, we Ahlul Bayt are the trustee of that. Shelter of his affairs, containers of his knowledge, refuge for his commands, caves for his books, and mountains of his religion. What does he mean by all this? مَوْضِعِ السِّرِّهِ. If you really want to know what was the true perspective of Rasulullah on any issue, don't go here and there. Go to Ahlul Bayt.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, To My Brother. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.